Governor Doug Ducey and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs are feuding over election procedures, specifically around the ability of people in nursing homes or similar facilities to vote, even if in-person assistance isn't possible. The governor says Hobbs has no legal basis for what he called an experiment. What Hobbs contends was actually developed in coordination with Ducey's own staff and the Department of Health Services. The governor has even asked Attorney General Mark Brnovich to investigate. For more on what's going on, Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services is with us. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. And to follow up with what you were talking about with Wayne, you mean politics actually affects Arizona?
I know I never like to get you down that road because it's just so easy. It's just like shooting fish in a barrel, which we've never done, by the way.
Yes.
So let's talk about the experiment that the governor is calling it, and Katie Hobbs is saying it's really anything but. Parse through this for us, especially this complication of whether Hobbs got the sign-off from the Department of Health Services. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Well, this comes down to the fact that state law allows for what they call special election boards, one Democrat, one Republican, who will go into facilities or go to places where people cannot fill out their own ballots. They're having trouble. They don't have a trusted person who they can help do that. And it generally requires what they call face-to-face contact. That's clear. The question becomes now in the age of COVID-19, where you cannot have face-to-face contact with residents of some hospitals, you know, people at a nursing home, is can you go to the facility, go to another room, have a video conference with them, ask them how they want to fill out the ballot and do that? Katie Hobbs said there's nothing against it, that it just simply is an extension of what's already going on. Doug Ducey says, well, there's nothing that specifically authorizes it. So we're going to fight about all of that. The fact is the governor actually could legalize the whole thing. You know, this is a governor who has used his executive powers to go ahead and say driver's licenses don't expire, restaurants can serve alcohol, but he doesn't want to do it with this. So we'd rather fight this out perhaps with the attorney general and perhaps in court.
At the risk of bringing politics up yet again, Howie, is there any particular reason the governor would oppose what Secretary Hobbs is trying to do here other than politics?
Well, how cynical are you, dear sir?
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's a general, you know, sort of hissing that always occurs between the top Democrat, meaning Hobb, and the top Republican, meaning Ducey. There are also, on a larger national scale, some fights by Republicans who seek to have more restrictions on the use of early ballots, absentee ballots, and things like this, and Democrats who are trying to expand it. And then, of course, there's the question of, well, who's in charge? You know, Katie Hobbs says, I'm the chief elections officer. I get to decide these things. And the governor says, that's not the way it works. So politics, of course, there's politics involved in this. But there is a definite legal question there, too. As I say, you know, will this have to go to court? Who knows?
Is that exactly what Ducey wants the AG to do here?
Oh, I think what Ducey wants the AG to do, and I think knowing Mark Brnovich, he will issue some order, edict, directive saying the procedure is illegal, and that will probably force a legal fight on it. Now, the question is, here we are on the 24th of September. How much time do we really have to do this and to get a court ruling? I mean, the fact is there are other cases in courts. The issue of early voting on the Navajo Reservation, for example, is in federal court this week. So there is time to resolve it, and that may in fact be how it has to be done. But it's not the best way to do it. As I say, there are some simple answers in terms of the governor's executive power, but they've decided that this is way too important to use his executive power as opposed to the other things he's already done for restaurants.
Howie, do we know how many voters could be affected by this?
That's one of those, you know, as I used to say, unknown unknowns, because there are people who use these special election boards, but now we're down to a subset of that, people who cannot have those face-to-face contacts. We may only be talking a couple of dozen people in the entire state. And that's what makes this really fascinating, is that they made, you know, the proverbial federal case out of this over a handful of votes. And probably, I don't know, this comes down to Republicans and Democrats each believing that major races in this state are going to be decided on a handful of votes, including the president and the U.S. Senate seat. So each of them is staking out territory.
And they might be right about that. I guess we will see. Howie Fisher, yes, of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always. Stay well.
Stay well and vote early and often.